Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Second hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Don't forget, coming up in the final hour at 1 o'clock, Dave Dombrowski, longtime general manager in Major League Baseball, was last stop was with the Boston Red Sox. He was the president and CEO. He is going to be heading to Nashville to live here, and we're going to tell you why and who he's going to be working with at 1 o'clock today, so be listening to that. He's a longtime general manager for the Tigers and the Marlins, and like I said, last stop with the Red Sox. But right now we head to the nation's capital. We head to Washington. We're bringing Matt Paris, who covers a lot of teams, including the Redskins for the Washington Times, and he is on the line with us. Matt, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. We talked yesterday some on the show about kind of what's going on in your market right now, and it's a story that's not new. It's a story we've been talking about for a long time, and we're in Nashville. I can only imagine, you know, what it's been like in the D.C. area, that market. But it looks like the Redskins are probably on their way to changing their nickname. I guess just get us caught up to speed on where it's at today and, you know, what is the gut feeling? Do you think that Redskins is going away?
Yeah. I mean, it definitely appears that way. The team announced last Friday that they're going to conduct a thorough review of their name, but that comes off a bunch of pressure from corporate sponsors. FedEx said it had asked the Redskins to change their name, and that's particularly significant because they play at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, and FedEx's CEO is part of the Redskins ownership group. So, you know, they face a lot of pressure in this moment with everything that's happened related to George Floyd. And even though Dan Snyder said in 2013 that he would never change the name, it seems like he's ready to back off those remarks now, and it definitely appears headed that way.
Money talks, doesn't it? Especially hundreds of millions of dollars on the line.
Yeah.
What is the latest with what we're hearing about some of the minority owners, which I guess comprise of about 40% of the ownership group? What can you tell us on that front?
Yeah, they've hired an investment banking firm to try and find buyers for their shares. So, you know, part of that group includes Fred Smith, who is the CEO of FedEx. He wants out, and the Washington Post reported that, you know, they are unhappy working with Dan Snyder. So, you know, you think of everything that's kind of happened, it's not just necessarily the name. It's, you know, the Redskins have had losing seasons for years now. They have had attendance issues. With the stadium, they've had trouble finding a new stadium. And so everything that's kind of collectively gone on, I think, has added to the moment. But then, too, you're facing a name controversy and everything that has happened. It is surprising that they won out because of just how long they've worked with Snyder. They purchased their stakes in 2003. So, you know, it is coming at a time where the franchise faces a lot of unrest. But, yeah, they've hired an investment firm, and they're trying to find buyers for their shares.
It's easy for us, Matt, to sit here in Nashville and poke fun of Daniel Snyder. We've done it for years. Just don't think he's a very good owner. He's one of the worst owners in sports, in our opinion. Like I said, that's from afar. But what do people think of him in that market?
I mean, generally the same things you just said. He's not the most popular. Like, you know, the name itself is pretty, you know, you'll find fans that are really passionate about the name and want it to stay. But if Dan Snyder said he was ever going to sell, it would be, you know, the most, there'd be parties and stuff for just, you know, how happy they would be that he would be gone. You know, they're definitely frustrated with him, kind of his decision-making in terms of how long he chooses to keep people around. I mean, he fired Bruce Allen after the season, but that was after years of fans wanting him out of there. So, you know, it's definitely not the greatest relationship, to put it lightly.
Talking to Matthew Paris, he's the Redskins beat reporter for the Washington Times, and we're talking about the nickname of the Washington Redskins and what is next in this process here. So, Matthew, it looks like some big, big name corporations have stopped selling the merchandise in their stores, and so that looks like another step towards this inevitable conclusion. It looks like they're on a pathway. He's going to have no choice, as much as Dan Snyder has said in the past, this will never happen.
Yeah, and Ron Rivera, the important thing to remember about this is that Ron Rivera has said that, you know, it would be awesome if the Redskins reached a new name before the start of training camp, before the start of the season. So, and you know, that's in 2 months. So is it possible that the Redskins pick a new name by then? Sure, but I think the actual process of changing everything is going to take a lot longer than that, because, you know, you have to go through the lawyers and you have to design the new logo itself. You have to design new uniforms, even if they keep the same color scheme. You know, I think this is a process that's going to drag on for quite a while, even if they want to move on quickly as possible.
That's a good point, because as I understand it, and I think this is true of most sports, if you want to just make a tweak in your uniform of any kind, forget about changing the name, but just making a uniform change, there's like a year-long process you have to go through, right? It's just normal protocol.
Yeah, right. And maybe the NFL helps them out on this situation, given all the pressure. But, you know, they're even like in terms of their contracts with sponsors, you know, all that paperwork says Redskins. And so they'd have to, you know, change that. And they'd have to kind of just send so many updates. And that takes time.
Is there any indication, because I think realistically what we're talking about here is they would have to announce that in a year, you know, there would be a new look, et cetera. But do you see the players getting involved in this at all and saying if it's not changed, we're not playing, anything like that?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I think it kind of comes to the territory of when you are drafted by the Redskins, they, you know, the players just kind of know not to touch on the issue. We've seen some players voice their opinions, like quarterback Dwayne Haskins said that he was a fan of the Red Tails, which is a name that some fans have floated of what it could be changed to. You know, I think some players might give their suggestions on what they think the next name should be, but I don't see anyone necessarily sitting out because of the name itself.
Matthew, we have plenty of experience with suggested nicknames. If you recall, the Oilers changed to the Titans, and it was a year-long contest on shows like ours, people calling in. I have a suggestion. I mean, if we had a dime for everybody that called in with a different suggestion. But I do wonder if Red Tails does have any momentum, because it does flow pretty well. So what's your thought on that?
Yeah, it's definitely a nice name. I mean, Rivera has said that for a name going forward that they want to honor their Native American roots, and then also be respectful towards the military, or have a tribute to the military. So I think it kind of fits both of those specifically, because of Native American members being part of the Red Tails unit, which in the military. So, you know, it is a popular one. Another name that is more generic than that, which has also been kind of popular here locally anyways, the Warriors. I mean, I don't know how people feel about that with the Golden State Warriors already existing, but, you know, it kind of fits both of those. Hey, we need to be respectful towards Native Americans, and then also be a tribute to the military. I think Warriors would fit that as well.
Matthew Paris is with us from the Washington Times. And going back to the players for a second, not necessarily them suggesting names, but just the overall, I guess, relationship feel that the players have with Dan Snyder, with the organization. What is kind of the vibe you get sometimes from the players?
It's a bit mixed, you know. They have been complimentary. You look at a guy like Trent Williams, who was traded to San Francisco this offseason. You know, he had a huge issue with the medical staff and the last team's front office, but he was pretty complimentary of Snyder. You know, he went through a medical issue where he had a, you know, cancer on his scalp that had to be removed. And he said that Dan Snyder was pretty, like, great about giving him the team plane and, like, making sure that help was there for him. So he was really complimentary about Snyder. So some players are mixed, and then there have been others that have been, you know, just in terms of not being as welcoming or, you know, don't have glowing things to say about the organization itself.
Just from a football sense, Ron Rivera, obviously, he took the Panthers to the Super Bowl, didn't win, but he's had a lot of success in his career coming in there as the head coach. Is there a sense of optimism that, you know, knowing the other issues that the Redskins have had, that, you know, he might be the guy to turn this around after a very long time of not having a lot of success there in Washington?
Yeah, I mean, you look at everything that he's done so far, and, you know, it has gotten some people here optimistic that, you know, fans are feeling good about just kind of the steps they've made. They haven't really made anything big, like, splashy, but they've, you know, restocked the depth. They, you know, culture is the buzzword with every NFL coach, but that's especially true with Rivera. And they really have, like, I think the major difference here is that they've really wanted to have a coach-centered approach. That's kind of a talking line used over and over again. And, you know, Rivera definitely seems like the type of guy that has put that forward, and it's stretching him to other ways he didn't really have experience in Carolina. Like, this whole thing with the name, you know, Rivera is talking to Snyder pretty regularly about possible name changes, and he was also active in, you know, crafting like what the team's response was going to be to the Black Lives Matter movement. And so he's been involved in areas that he really hasn't been before, but I think the way he's handled that has impressed people as well.
I would assume the assumption is Dwayne Haskins is a starter, but obviously Rivera knows Kyle Allen that was acquired in the offseason. But is it safe to say this is Dwayne Haskins' team now, and they're going to put all their eggs in his basket?
Yeah. It's his job to lose. I mean, how they've treated Dwayne Haskins this offseason, it's really been about a series of tests. So when Rivera was first hired, he didn't come out and say glowing things about him. He wanted him to kind of prove that he would be the type of guy that would come in the facility or do the things necessarily. Like, Rivera has kind of just challenged him subtly and even directly throughout the offseason, and they've really liked the way that Haskins has responded. So, yeah, he's going to get every opportunity to be the starting quarterback, and unless something really goes wrong with his play, it's his job.
What is your – I know you cover the Redskins, but what is your sense on the other sports, the Nationals trying to defend their World Series title, the other sports getting going, and, you know, is there optimism in your market that they're once they start, they'll actually get to finish?
I mean, that definitely remains to be seen. I mean, some of the players here have been skeptical about that. I mean, Sean Doolittle, he's a closer for the Nationals, and he you know, the Nationals shut down their – facility on Monday because they hadn't received the test yet for the coronavirus. So, or they hadn't received the results from the coronavirus test. So, you know, everything is still a work in progress. They are practicing today. Things are back, kind of back to as normal as can be, but, you know, it's still like, just, they want to see play happen first and see how it all goes. But people are maybe cautiously optimistic, but I don't know if, you know, you can say that they're for certain that they're confident that the season is going to finish.
I don't want this to come off the wrong way, but why are the Wizards going to Orlando?
You know,
what's the point?
I mean, that's, well, yeah, I mean, you know, I guess maybe just the extra money for the league of having 22 teams instead of 20. I mean, that's really only what you can say at this point, because today Bradley Beal announced that he was out with a shoulder injury. And,
right,
you know, that came as a surprise to even the beat guys, because he had like leg problems earlier in the year, but nothing about a shoulder that was revealed publicly. So, you know, even if the injury is legitimate, you know, their playoff chances now are pretty much, I mean, they're nothing. I mean, they're 5.5 games back from the 8th seed. Even if they climb to, you know, they have to get 4 games to force a play-in tournament, that seems so much harder without Beal. And their second lead scorer, Davis Bertans, is not playing in Orlando either. So, you know, I mean, if you have nothing else in the afternoon to do and they're watching League Pass, maybe turn on the Wizards. But I don't think many people will be watching this.
Matt, we appreciate the visit. Thanks for doing this. Continue to be safe in Washington.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Matt Paris with the Washington Times covers the Redskins. And, yeah, Bradley Beal is out for the Wizards. They already had a huge mountain to climb and no Bradley Beal. Yeah, I'm not sure why they're going to the NBA bubble. We will come back. We're going to revisit something we brought up in the first hour, a comparison, something that Chase and Marquise brought up in the 9 o'clock hour in the rundown. But we'll talk about it on the other side. So kind of put your thinking cap on if you can remember what Chase threw out there about Patrick Mahomes and today's athlete in any sport. We'll discuss on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.